The stakes are high, the tensions are mounting, and the excitement is contagious. The only thing that is not rising is the temperature. The Elkton Pigeon Bay Boar Lakers are taking on the Pewaumee Westphalia Pirates for a chance at their first regional championship since 2002. Good afternoon and hello from Laker Country here in Pigeon, Michigan. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, and I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for today's broadcast. Alongside me, as always, is a true professional. He even has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hansen.
Thank you, Clark. Glad we are able to call just one more game this season from a local area in the Lakers.
The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers have now rattled off 10 straight victories dating back to when the mercury was boiling week number two. They've won in impressive fashion through the end of the regular season, but the past 2 weeks, they've had to hang on to their teeth to come from behind in the waning moments of each playoff game.
You nailed it. There's been some tight games as of late, battled some injuries, but at the end of the day, this team doesn't want their winning streak ending today.
Flint Hammity and now the Cassidy Redhawks have fallen to the fierceness of the Laker Gridiron Gang. Now the green and white face off with the blue and gold as the defending Division 7 state champions come into town, the Pewaumee Westphalia Pirates.
Yeah, PW, always a dominant program. Got their first state title. Now this will be a tough one for the Lakers if they want to overcome this very powerhouse team.
Some have referred to today's game for the Lakers as a matchup of biblical proportions, and that can be applied in more ways than one. Today's battle is perhaps the biggest game this field has seen in 15 years with David versus Goliath odds. Much like the Lakers, Pewaumee Westphalia has not lost a game since week number one to Monroe St. Mary, a team that's still live in the playoffs as they took out Lakers' only lost team, the Hudson Tigers.
You nailed it. Monroe St. Mary beat Pewaumee Westphalia, Hudson beat Lakers, and we know Monroe St. Mary just beat Hudson. So we know both of these teams are very equal, but Pewaumee Westphalia heavily favored in this game. We'll see if Lakers at home can overcome the odds.
It's the Division 7 Regional Championship, Pewaumee Westphalia at Lakers in a matinee edition of the WLW Sports Network.
For all the new high school game officials that sign up every year, only one in three will stick with it. A big reason they don't is because of lack of sportsmanship on the part of players, coaches, and parents. We're always on the brink of a real official shortage, so please treat our game officials with the respect they deserve for being out there, because we'd have no game otherwise, and no one to blame but you. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
We all love the small town life. It's why we live in the Thumb. It's about spending time with friends around the campfire. It's about seeing friends and neighbors when you go to the grocery store. It's about knowing the people in your neighborhood. It's one of the great things about our amazing community in the Thumb. And it's one of the things that Thumb Cellular holds dear. We treat our customers like our neighbors because they are our neighbors. You know a phone call to our offices isn't being answered in another state or another country. You get personal service from your friends and neighbors. It's local people giving you local service from your local cellular company, Thumb Cellular. It's why we became a local cellular carrier and why we are staying local. There's nothing like the small town life. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
Veterans Day is set aside to honor all veterans for their patriotism, sacrifice, and courage. Please join Bayport State Bank employees and board of directors as we say thank you to our American soldiers, not only in remembering those who died in service to our country, but in recognition to those who continue to serve today. Thank you.
On November 11th, we will commemorate our soldiers' bravery and selfless efforts in securing our freedoms. And in honor of Veterans Day, Bayport State Bank's offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe will be closed on November 11th. Bayport State Bank, member FDIC.
As a player in the game of life, your jersey has a number and a name, but it's the name everybody knows here at Thumb National Bank. Hi, this is Mike LePage from Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. From the huddle to the final score, team strategy pays big dividends. In a game of life, it's financial teamwork that translates to success. At Thumb National, let us show you how to score on your savings for a college education, a new home or property purchase, a business, agricultural or car loan, or any endeavor you may be seeking. So don't be a bench warmer. Stop into Thumb National Bank and let us help get you into the game of life. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Cassidy, Caseville, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. An equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Presentation of the WLNW Sports Network is being presented by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Conic Radiator and Air Conditioning, Moore Shoreline, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Sebring, DS Services of Cassidy for all of your agricultural needs, Rainey's Honey Center in Bad Axe, 269 Guns, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Countryside Sales and Service, Stacks Market of Owendale, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon, Bayport State Bank, Thumb National Bank and Trust, ensure better health, better life. Are you sure? Cellular and Internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Cellular on the Blazing Spieler 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the thumb. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. Well, perhaps Al Gore was onto something. The 2017 regular season may be one of the warmest season record. That was right until the playoffs began. Ever since, the temperature's rug has been pulled out from beneath us, and it's suddenly classic Big Ten football weather in the Thumb of Michigan. The teams that are still alive in the postseason even got to practice in some snowflakes the past few days. One person who calls it quits once the first snow flies would be the true professional himself, Dave Hanson.
Yeah, it's tough to play golf in these conditions, guys, but the field out here does look great. And the only thing I think could play a factor in these passing games, there is a nice breeze out there. So other than that, field looks great and ready for game time.
Back in action this week would be our director of sports information, Doug Cole. Doug had an early morning for us today as he embarked the journey north from Livonia, right around 8 a.m. From the opening kick to when the clock shows zeros, Doug is taking stats in 27 different categories, all the while spotting tackles for Dave and I here in the booth. Now in his fifth season with the WLW Sports Network and fourth regional championship broadcast, please welcome Mr. Doug Cole.
Well, it's great to be back, Clark. I missed last week. I'm looking forward to a great matchup.
Sure are, Doug. You did miss a good one last week, but I think we'll have a good one here for you as well. How was your trip up here?
My trip up here was great. I made a stop at the Main Street Cafe and Bakery in downtown Pigeon. Had some scrambled eggs, bacon, and white toast, and it's they have great service, too. I have to admit, I spilled some Coke. and the waitress was right there to clean it up. I felt a little bad, but, hey, stuff happens.
Well, it's always great to have Doug back in the booth with us for all this. Original director of social media, Kayla O'Neill. After having her wisdom teeth removed just 9 days ago, she's back with us tabulating our running game log so we can pass on time of possession, first, third, and fourth down conversion rates, and of course, our Facebook and Twitter feeds.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Clark. Follow along with us. You can follow our social media accounts, stay up to date with the game, all the big plays and scoring plays, and obviously from home, you can keep track of who's winning this game and cheer on your local Lakers team.
And as we get deeper into the playoffs, we want to remind everyone of the strong side schedule moving forward. In the event that Lakers, Deckerville, or North Huron win today, as long as one of them wins, we will have the strong side this Sunday at 7 p.m. to recap all of the action and take a look at the eight-player state championship in Marquette, Michigan, and the state semifinals for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers.
Absolutely. We hope all of them make it, but as long as one of them, tune in. We'll be there 7 o'clock, and we can highlight all the happenings and then who our local teams will advance and play.
And speaking of the biggest winner of all, congratulations, Dave. You're now engaged.
Yes, thank you, Clark.
I wasn't going to pass that chance.
I figured. I was waiting for that.